So European capitals are taking a variety of steps to try to slow down the spread of COVID-19. But at this point, it's hard to see a coordinated international response coming together. Why has global leadership in this crisis been lacking so far? I spoke with Nicholas Burns, a former NATO ambassador, about how multilateral diplomacy could help at a moment like this.
In a way, this crisis could ultimately have an impact as serious as a world war in terms of the number of people affected, in terms of the impact on the economy and on people's way of life. And so there has to be, as well as a local response, a global response. We see very little of it right now. And that gets to leadership. We need better leadership in many capitals of the world.
So who is positioned to take the lead? Who do you see?
Certainly the countries with greatest capacity to do what has to be done. And what has to be done by the United States, by China, by the European Union governments, by the Japanese and others. These are the countries with wealth, with resources, and with capacity. They have to share data, share best practices with our health authorities on what works and what doesn't work, coordinate, obviously, the economic aspects of this, both the fiscal policies, are we all going to stimulate economies together to keep people employed globally, coordinate monetary policy. And I think, Marco, the most important thing is a common message of steadiness, of reassurance around the world that we're going to pull together on one oar, not just compete with each other. That is sorely lacking today.
And what about Washington and all of this? I mean, even 10 years ago, the U.S. would have been the country the world would have pointed to lead.
Well, that's right, because you remember back in 2008, during the worst days of the financial crisis, President George W. Bush actually led the way with the French government to create something called the G20, the 20 largest economies in the world. And they met, they coordinated economic policies, they prevented the Great Recession from becoming a depression. And we need something like that now. But we're not just seeing an absence of cooperation. We're actually seeing outright competition and recrimination. If you think about these outlandish charge by the Chinese government that somehow the U.S. Army planted the coronavirus in Wuhan, which is patently absurd. But you also see on the other side that some Trump administration officials are calling this the Wuhan virus, when in fact, it's not a foreign virus, it's a global virus. And so we need a plan and we need leadership. The closest thing I can think of, Marco, would be at the beginning of the Second World War, when you had Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Winston Churchill leading an alliance cause. They set out a common purpose in the Atlantic Charter. They formed an alliance. They battled together. We need something like that, and we're sorely lacking it. We need to demand more from our president and from the other global leaders.
So President Macron of France had called for a G20 call on Monday. It's not clear that's actually going to happen. I mean, is there another place that world leaders can start to kind of build some sense of cooperation?
I think so. You saw it yesterday, Sunday, when the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank, the European Central Bank, the Canadian Central Bank, the Japanese concerted on this rate cutting. They hoped to send a signal to reassure global markets. It may not have worked, but at least it was a try. And you also are seeing it today when President Trump and some of the other G7 leaders, this is Canada, the U.S., Japan, and Europe, are meeting together for a first phone call to try to do something together. It's a start, not sufficient, but at least it's some hope in an otherwise very dark time.
Well, we will hope the world can build on those initial steps. Nick Burns, former U.S. ambassador to NATO. He's also an unpaid advisor to the Joe Biden campaign. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Marco.